And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 15th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of advertising exec-turned-writer Eileen Beckerman, born in Manhattan, 1935, who did not begin her writing career until the age of 60, and even then became a published author almost by accident. She had written and illustrated a book for her five children, Something to Remember Her By. She said, "My purpose was to say things to my children one doesn't have the time to say. I wanted them to know I wasn't always their mother. I was a girl. I had best friends. We did stupid things together. I was on a bus with my friend once, eating dog bones so people would look at us. I wanted them to know." She took the book that she had written down to the ad agency that she owned to use the photocopy machine there, and she put the copies in big red binders with illustrations that she had sketched in plastic sheet protectors, and she handed them out to her children and a few close friends, and she was done, or thought she was. But the cousin of a friend got hold of one of the binders and sent it over to Algonquin Books, and pretty soon they were calling her about publishing the thing. Beckerman said they offered her an advance that had a comma in it. "I think I fainted." The book came out in 1995. It was called Love, Loss, and What I Wore, the story of growing up in Manhattan in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, accompanied by drawings of the clothes that she was wearing during that time. When the book came out, bookstores weren't sure whether to market it as memoir or fashion, but it's now sold over 100,000 copies. Beckerman said that clothes were the least important part of her book, which she considered a memoir. The book containing advice from her grandmother who raised her, such as, "If you have to stand on your head to make somebody happy, all you can expect is a big headache." It's the birthday of psychologist Erik Erikson, born in Frankfurt, Germany, 1902, who argued that the human life cycle could be understood as a series of eight developmental stages and that each had its own crisis that must be overcome before you can move on to the next stage. For adolescents, the crisis is figuring out who you are and what you want to do with your life. And that's where the term identity crisis comes from. And it's the birthday of the great master of the Japanese haiku, Kobayashi Issa, born in Kashiwabara, Japan in 1763, who by the end of his life had written over 20,000 haiku. Here's a poem for today by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, Solitude. Laugh, and the world laughs with you. Weep, and you weep alone. For the sad old earth must borrow its mirth. It has trouble enough of its own. Sing, and the hills will answer. Sigh, it is lost on the air. The echoes bound to a joyful sound, but shrink from voicing care. Rejoice, and men will seek you. Grieve, and they turn and go. They want full measure of all your pleasure, but they do not need your woe. Be glad and your friends are many. Be sad and you lose them all. There are none to decline your nectared wine, but alone you must drink life's gall. Feast and your halls are crowded, fast and the world goes by. Succeed and give, and it helps you live, but no man can help you die. There is room in the halls of pleasure for a long and lordly train, but one by one we must all file on through the narrow aisles of pain. Ella Wheeler Wilcox's poem, Solitude. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.